Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6-5. This mission discusses a certain halacha regarding the shituf for shitufim mavos. Again, you recall that's the multiple courtyard, the chatzeros open into a single alleyway, the mavui, and all of the little courtyards can be combined to a single larger neighborhood through the shituf of the mavui. So the point of this mission here is that under certain circumstances, and it'll be specific circumstances that are using liquids, liquid foods, so one need not necessarily have a special symbolic shituf that's set up just for the sake of doing the shituf. If already the members of the mavui have food that they own in common, let's say, you know, as business partners, so then it could be that that commonly owned food could already function as the shituf without having a new special shituf made. So the Mishnah says, let's say you've got three residents in the Mavoi, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And Avraham has a business partnership with Yitzhak and a separate business partnership with Yaakov. And they're growing wine together. So, for argument's sake, Avraham and Yitzhak have a barrel of wine they co-own. And Avraham and Yaakov have a barrel of wine they co-own. Lezebayayin of Lezebayayin. There's a partnership of co-owned wine between the parties, like that, like I said before, Avram with Yitzhak and then Avram with Yaakov. Einam tzrichim la'arev. There's no need to make a new shituf. The word la'arev here is like a simple verb to combine foods into a single pile. They could use the existing co-owned wine, provided that, says the Gemara, that they're going to pour those, the barrel that Avram and Yitzhak share, and the barrel that Avram and Yaakov share, into a single larger barrel. But if all the liquid is contained in a single barrel, and it's already co-owned, so then there's no need to create a new special shituf to combine the residents. You see here, of course, that we're talking about a shituf of a mavui as opposed to an eruv for a chatzer, because the most fundamental technical difference between those two is that a shituf for a mavui can be any food, whereas the eruv for a chatzer must specifically be done with bread. Since we're talking about liquids, wine, not bread, clearly we're talking about a shituf for a mavui. So now, if you dissect that, you'll see there are actually two separate chidushim being said in this halacha. The first chidush is that there's no need to create a special symbolic shituf if there's co-owned food. That's going to be sufficient. The second chidush is that that co-owned food wasn't co-owned by all of the members of the mavui. Right, there was two barrels of wine, one between Avram and Yitzhak and one owned between Avram and Yaakov. But when they're poured into a single barrel and they combine to a single vat of wine that's owned by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov together, that's going to be sufficient. Okay, even though they didn't contribute separately. On the other hand, if it's lezeh b'yayin v'lezeh b'shemen. If Avram and Yitzhak have a co-owned barrel of wine, but Avram and Yaakov have a barrel of oil that they own together, so then tzrichin la'arev, it won't be sufficient. Even if you take the barrel of wine and barrel of oil and you pour them into a single larger vat, so you've got like a vat of liquid, and that liquid is owned by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, like the previous case, but because they're two different kinds of liquids, wine and oil, that will not be sufficient, and tzrichin la'arev, they'll need to make a new symbolic food for their shituf that will combine the three of them that all three of them contribute to. The reason for this is because the oil and the wine don't combine. They're separate entities, and therefore they can't be combined to considered a single entity, which would be sufficient to satisfy the requirements for a shituf for a mavui. That's why this halacha, as I said before, applies specifically to liquids, because it would never grow off the ground under any circumstances if we're talking about, you know, these guys are partners in wine, these guys are partners in cheese, or these guys are partners in bread, and these guys are partners to peanut butter. Doesn't matter, because those are two separate things. You'd have to have a single thing, a single entity that's considered mechubar, that's united, like wine plus wine, and that would be sufficient. Now, and that's the din. Now, you may recall, if you've learned Maseches Tful Yom, that there's a machlokas on this very topic. If you have oil and wine mixed together, whether they're considered to be mechubar, attached in a single entity of liquid, or they're two separate liquids. It actually comes up in Maseches Brachos as well, in the Gemara. So, our Tanna Kamma says, no, they don't combine. And the case, therefore, would be in the case of Tfuyom, is, let's say, hypothetically, if you have, well, it comes up in Shabbos, actually, in Gemara and Shabbos, for the record. In any case, if you'd have the Tfuyom, and he would touch, let's say you have oil floating on wine, and the Tfuyom is Tame. So, he's a Shein L'Tumah. He's like a, got a vestige of Tumah after he goes to the mikvah till sundown. Excuse me, until three stars come out, I should say. So he's still got some light degree of Tumah called a Shein L'Tumah. And if he touches Truma, since Truma can be ruined by someone who's a Sheini, it becomes Pasul. So if he touches the liquid, the oil floating on top, there's a question. Does the oil beneath become Tameh also? Is it also Nifsal? Is it ruined by the Tfuyom, who's Tameh, touching this Truma oil, which is floating on top of Truma wine? What's with the wine? So, there's a machlokas. One shita is, those are two distinct entities, and therefore, while the oil becomes pasul, the wine beneath it stays tahor. The other approach is Rabbi Shimon, who we see in our Mishnah here, holds that liquids that are commingled in a single container are considered mechubar, even though they're two different types of liquid, even though the oil floats atop of the wine, still they're considered to be attached, and if the tevuyom would touch the oil floating on top, he would make the oil pasul, as well as the wine beneath the pasul, because he holds liquid and liquid together, just more liquid. And that being the case, Rabbi Shimon would say, in our, now back to our Mishnah, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, it doesn't matter whether, if Avram and Yitzhak have the co-owned barrel of wine. It doesn't matter if Avram and Yaakov have a co-owned barrel of wine, which was the first case of the Mishnah, or of oil, the second case of the Mishnah. It doesn't matter. As long as both wine and oil, the two different containers, are poured into a single vat, einam tzrichim la'arev, there's no need to make a new special symbolic shituf for the mavoi, because Reb Shimon holds that oil and wine combined together are considered to be mechubar, considered to be one thing. And of course, that would never apply to solids, and solids can't do that, only liquids. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is that wine and oil wouldn't cut it, and therefore, even if put in the same container, you would have to make a new, specially designated sheet to combine the mavui.